The Bible teaches us how to pray. The Bible has many examples of other people's prayers, and we can use these prayers to shape our own praying. That's our focus for today, and let's begin by asking God for his help. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example that Paul and Silas are to us. And we ask now that you'll teach us to pray from this prayer in 1 Thessalonians. Amen. Our focus is on verses 12 and 13 in today's Bible reading. Please have those verses open in front of you, either in the Bible passage, and they're also printed on page 2 of the notice sheet, if that's helpful for you. Let me just read those to us again. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you'll be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. So this morning is about learning to pray for others in our church family. God wants us to press into the church family of which we are part. In this letter to the Thessalonian Christians, we see Paul and Silas's passion for people. They were really committed to these Christians in the city of Thessalonica, committed to their progress in faith, in love, and in hope. In their commitment to other people, they are an example to us. In verse 10, we hear one of their prayers. Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Can you feel their passion there for the progress of the Thessalonian Christians? So applying this to us today, whatever your age, God wants you to pray for other people. You're never too young to do this, and it's not something that you grow out of as you get older. No, it's not. It's something for us whatever our age. Now, God wants us to pray to him for ourselves and for those closest to us, our family. But he also wants you to pray for other people outside of your family, and especially for people in your church family. That means the people sitting around you here today. Just have a little look around the room. These are the people that this is about for us today. Real people sitting here in the room with us. So today our focus is on learning to pray for others in our church family. And I want you to understand that this is something that you can grow in. It doesn't just come automatically. It's something you need to work at and to invest in. I'm certainly aware that it's something that's developed in my own life personally. And the scriptures can help us. So we're going to look at them today. Paul's prayers are in verses 12 and 13. And they give us two key things that you can pray for anyone in the All Saints Church family. These things are about increasing in love and increasing in holiness. We're going to look at each of those in turn in a moment. But now I'd like us to take some time to talk together for a couple of minutes. And I've got two questions for us. The first one is, do you find it easy or difficult to pray for others in our All Saints Church community? And the second question, what helps you to pray for others in our church family? Now, if you're visiting us from another church, or maybe you're not part of a church family yourself, if that's the case, we're so pleased that you've joined us this morning. I'm really glad that you're here with us. Please just make the most of this time and apply it to your own situation. So I invite you to turn to someone sitting near you and to discuss these questions together. If you prefer to just sit on your own and to think about them, that's fine as well. Let's have a couple of minutes to chat. Do please draw those conversations to a close. Great to hear you chatting and discussing. Maybe you were talking about the football, I don't know. I hope that was helpful. So we're looking to grow in our praying for one another. And Paul and Silas are examples to us in this. They're examples for us to copy. We can learn from their prayers. And in verses 12 and 13, we see two different things to pray for, love and holiness. Let's look at those two things in turn. Firstly, praying for an increase of love. Praying for an increase of love, verse 12. Paul prayed for the Thessalonian Christians. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. It's a simple prayer, it's a lovely prayer, but it's also quite deep. And this prayer never goes out of fashion. It's a prayer about love, love in the local church. And I want to encourage you to pray this for yourself and for one another. One of the aims and directions of the Christian life is that we increase in love towards others. Especially we increase in love towards others in our church family. And in our praying for others in the church family, let's pray for love to increase amongst us. It's simple, it's doable, let's do it. Okay, so I've got a ball of thread here, and I want you to imagine that this thread represents the love in our church family. God wants our love for each other to increase. He wants it to overflow, first within our church family, but also beyond that, he says, to everyone else. So as the ball of thread comes round, I invite you to take hold of it, and to imagine that it represents our love connecting us together. Don't quite know how this is going to work. Probably all go wrong. I'm going to sort of take it to the back, but then you can start to kind of pass it around and it can weave amongst us. Do you want to just hold on to that there? Thank you. Pass it around the back of the chair here. health and safety alert. Man dies in tragic church illustration accident. Yeah. Do you want to hold on to that, David? I'm going to leave that with you. I'm going to leave it with you, Shona, and you can pass it on. Yep. So just keep passing that around, yeah? And we want to just imagine this as, you know, the bonds of love connecting us together. Because the love we're talking about is about real people. We can talk about the congregation, you know, as a whole, which is right to talk about that, but that, of course, is made up of real individuals. So we're talking about Roger's love for Jenny increasing. That's what we're praying for. We're praying for Lisa's love for Dorcas to increase. We're praying for Ed's love for John to increase. We're praying for Colette's love to increase towards Grace. So this prayer is not just about us as a kind of, you know, group of people as a concept, but it's about real people. And we see in this prayer that this is a very basic and fundamental part of church life. Increasing and overflowing in church love, in love. That's what we want in the life of our church. That's one of the things that makes church real, makes church real experientially. It's one of the things that makes the church attractive and the gospel attractive to people who aren't part of it. So let's pray this together, the prayer on the screen. Heavenly Father, may my own... Let's start again. Heavenly Father, may my own love increase and overflow for other people in our church family. Yes, Lord, we look to you and ask that you would increase our love for each other, that our love would overflow to one another and for everyone else. Amen. So, we're praying for an increase of love amongst us. The second prayer for today is about growing in holiness. Praying for growth in holiness. And we're going to look at verse 13 for this. Do keep passing the string round. So, it's God's will that we pray for other people in our church, not just praying for ourselves, but praying for others. It's God's will that we increase in love for each other. And it's God's will that each of us grows in holiness. Verse 13. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Well, let's come around the front again. Who's not included yet? So in this second prayer, Paul is looking to the future. He's looking to the day when Jesus Christ will return and we will come into the presence of our God and Father. It's going to be an epic day. Paul's prayer is that we will grow in holiness in preparation for that day. In this prayer, we see something very interesting. The future is holy. The future is going to be holy. I wonder if you've ever heard that expression before. I don't think I have. Jesus is going to return with all his holy ones. Now, this could mean his holy angels. It could mean other Christians. And it may well mean both, actually. We see that holiness is the future. God the Father's holy. Jesus the Son is holy. We have the Holy Spirit. And the people and angels around God in his presence will be holy. So we will need to be holy if we're going to be there. Paul's gospel was a gospel of grace, that we're saved by putting our trust in Jesus as our Savior. He's holy, and as we trust and believe in him, we are included into Jesus' holiness. Nevertheless, we still want to become holy and blameless in our lives, experientially, because this is the way of the future. This is getting ready for how it's going to be when everything's put right, everything's put in order, and the world is as everybody wants it to be, where bad things and evil are removed. This is the way of God's kingdom, growing in holiness now, and when Jesus returns and God's kingdom fully comes, then we will be made fully holy. So have a look at what Paul prays in verse 13. In this regard, he prays for the strengthening of our hearts. May God strengthen your hearts so that you'll be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. It's a prayer for us to pray for one another in preparation for a holy future. And let's pray that together now. The words are on the screen. May God strengthen the holiness of my own heart, ready for Jesus' return. Now, one simple way that we can pray for each other is to use the church prayer diary, which is on the screen behind me. This gives you a couple of people in the church family to pray for each day. And over the course of 2 months, we can pray through the whole church family. So if you don't use it already, I do encourage you to begin. There are copies on the table in the foyer. And if you have a daily prayer and Bible time with God, which again I encourage you to do, you can add this to that quite simply. And I've personally found this extremely helpful. Now, you probably won't know everyone who's in the prayer diary. And it can feel difficult praying for people who we don't know. It's a bit like, well, if I don't know somebody, how can I know what to pray for them? I think often we feel like that. I know I do sometimes. But actually, we can pray these two things in Paul's prayer for anybody. So looking at the prayer diary for today, we've got Anne and Victoria Rolfe on the prayer diary. Anne and Victoria here. So we can pray, Heavenly Father, make Anne's love increase and overflow for other people in our church family. And we can pray for Victoria. Please strengthen the holiness of Victoria's heart in preparation for Jesus' return. The beauty of these prayers is that they're always relevant. I mean, they're written nearly 2,000 years ago, but they're still relevant today. They're for every person in our church, and they're for anybody who follows Jesus around the world. They have a global application. So I don't know if you pray for people and Christians in other countries. We pray with Open Doors using the World Watch List. We prayed for North Korea as a family this week just gone. I mean, we didn't pray this particular prayer for them, but we could. You can pray for love and holiness in the Korean church, in their great difficulties, where they have to keep their faith secret. So do make use of the prayer diary to help you. And let me summarize as we finish. Today, we've seen that we can grow in our praying by learning from different prayers in the Bible. Obviously, the most famous is the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus' disciples said, teach us to pray, and he gave them what we now call the Lord's Prayer. But the Bible's full of prayers, and I do encourage to start to take it into your spirituality and your spiritual disciplines. Maybe you already do this, that you use Bible prayers to feed and shape your own praying. Of course, the Psalms are a key resource for this in the Old Testament. We've looked at Paul and Silas's prayer in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. And may these prayers shape your prayers. We've seen that God wants us to pray for others in our church family, that they will increase in love for others, and that God will strengthen their hearts so that they'll grow in holiness. So let's put these things into practice in our own personal prayer times and in our family prayer times as well.